Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth. Sheriff, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Found it interesting learning about the story yesterday when I talked with you about city police and the county sheriff are going to join forces in a proposal for Lansing Road Patrol. Tell us about this. When did you first start talking about this?
I've talked about it for about the last 2 or 3 months, but we couldn't do anything with it because of the way the law was written and as it relates to our deputies' funding. However, that changed here about 3 weeks ago, and when that changed, that allowed us to go forward with the idea.
And tell us what it would entail.
Well, it's fairly simple. We have 4 deputies that are funded by the state through this PA 416, which is Public Act 416, which is the secondary road patrol. And prior to the law change, we couldn't work in these municipalities, particularly the ones that had laid off people, because that's the way the law was written. Well, they lifted that exemption, which allowed that to happen. So what will happen is when we have a person that, one of those PA 416 deputies that is available, we will contact LPD's command and say, we've got a car available tonight. And then they'll go up there and work wherever Lansing wants them for that evening. Now, with that said, if something comes up that we need them in the county, they will be pulled out. And we've made that pretty clear to the chief there and her staff that this isn't a guaranteed every day. It's going to be maybe once a week or maybe twice a week in some cases, maybe 3 times every 2 weeks. It'll be a catch-as-catch-can thing because we're not flush with staff either.
Now, will you receive any funding for this?
Not any additional funding. They're already funded. These positions are already funded by the state.
All right. And this is something we've had the opportunity to chat with you again, collaboration of services, of forces. You always were already worked together in several other instances, but
we do.
Here we are expanding that opportunity.
Right. We've had people assigned primarily to the city of Lansing with the Tri-County Metro Narcotics Squad since 1968, and about 90% of their work is done in that metropolitan area. Not all, but a lot of it. Our dive team now has joined with them. We trade dogs back and forth all the time because neither agency has enough dogs to go around. So when there's not one on one agency, we go up and work in the area. There's just a lot of things that we've done. We take our DAI officers have taken calls for service on the south end of Lansing because Lansing didn't have cars available. So there's been a lot of collaboration. I think you're going to see more. I don't think this is the beginning. Not with just us, but with other agencies as well, that in order to survive, we're going to have to work together in order to best serve the public most economically.
Well, this is a proposal that will allow for state-funded Ingham County Sheriff's deputies to patrol the secondary roads and state trunk lines in Lansing city limits. It was introduced last night at the Lansing City Council session and referred to committee, and so we could see some action on this sometime shortly, and it sounds like you're all for it.
Well, I am. I don't know. I can't see a downside to this. I think everybody wins. It's going to make the city safer, in my opinion. It's a public safety issue. It's actually going to make the Lansing officers safer because although these deputies can only do patrol, they don't take calls for service. I make that clear. They only do patrol, traffic, those kind of things. They can, in emergencies, back up other officers. So somebody gets in a bind and we have a car nearby, they can help with that as well.
Now, you know there's going to be some folks at in the out county areas who lost road patrols who are going to be concerned that, hey, you're going over and helping Lansing. How about helping us out here?
Well, I anticipated there would be some of that. However, there's nothing to fear there. Actually, we get a new deputy in our budget the first of the year, which will be available. But this will be not noticeable. As I said, it's going to be maybe one day a week at the most. It's just going to be seamless, in my opinion.
All right. Just a couple more questions for Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Over the weekend, just a terrible tragedy. There were 2 shootings near Mason, and they were ruled murder suicides. Can you just tell us briefly about that case?
Well, it was a tragic situation. We got a call initially from a family member who said they could see a body in the house. When we got there, our deputies could see the same thing. They entered, found the second body. We backed out, got a hold of the crime lab, investigated, and determined, in fact, it was a murder-suicide. Tragic situation. Husband and ex-wife had moved back together, and apparently things weren't going well. That'd probably be an understatement, but tragically, he killed her and then took his own life.
All right, and before I let you go, you had mentioned the Tri-County Narcotics Squad. Where are we with that? Are you seeing an uptick in those type of crimes? Is there a certain area that aren't looking as good as others?
Well, they're seeing an uptick in heroin cases, and that's disturbing because you would think with all the publicity and that goes with that hideous drug that that you wouldn't be seeing that. But that seems to be an uptick, and unfortunately we have to deal with it.
Oh, any particular area of the county, or are you seeing it countywide?
Countywide, actually in some of the rural areas as well.
All right. We've been talking with Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth. Sheriff, thanks so much.
You're welcome.